SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I'm Gable Reds and I'm on the grid. SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got the Western Conference Finals to break down here this evening. We'll get you the updated numbers. We've got Major League Baseball games on the board. We're going to talk golf. Dubsy will bring a level of enthusiasm that you've never seen before to the program. A little bit later on, the raging redhead Cam Stewart in the house. How you doing, Cam?
Hey, Gabe, hanging in there, buddy. I'm just watching this Nadal-Djokovic match. It's been fantastic. Got to give Nadal all the credit in the world. Leading right now in the third set, 5-2. Here's the deal. He's got to win it in four, or else I think he might wear down a little bit. Djokovic, he's on the ropes right now. Nadal's playing great tennis as a 2-1 dog in this match. It's been great. Loving the French Open, Marenzi. The tennis has been real good.
Yeah, the thing is, with this third set right now, if Djokovic, you know, would have won this set, he would have won the match for sure. It would have been over.
100%.
If Nadal wins, then it's still not a lock. Because you know how it is. Once the set starts to get away from you, you tap out because you want to conserve your energy. And that's where Nadal is at right now, down 5-2 now. He's about to lose the set here, and then it's go time. Nadal wins the next set. He wins the match. Current number right now, Cam, minus 196, Nadal. -196. If you like the Joker at FanDuel, plus 152 right now. I played the Joker earlier, and I'm not panicked. I don't like the way things are going right now, but if he wins this next set, I think he'll win in five.
I agree.
I think, like I said, because you got to believe Nadal starts to wear out at some point, but he hasn't yet. You know, like you said, man, he's playing awesome in what could be his last dance in Paris.
You know what, Marenzi, I was thinking about something. I was just watching the match. I'm not sure if it's more of like playing to the camera, but Nadal, when he reached for the ball, he looked like he pulled something a little bit there, but it was right at the end of the set. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm in with you, Marenzi. You're giving me Djokovic as a dog. I'll take my chances, but I can't lie to you. You've been really hot. You've had good picks with the hockey and everything. And, you know, I'm running a little bit cold the last couple of days. Last week was great with the golf, but, you know, I got to get my act together. Need a couple positive nights.
Well, me being on the New York Rangers has zero effect on what my opinion on this tennis.
Oh, that's true. I'm just saying.
It won't help. I'm just saying.
I just want to win something at plus money.
I don't have that type of power. Trust me.
Well, your converter is pretty strong. And every time you say something happens in a game. So don't sell yourself.
Maybe I got to get the converter and start clicking around a bit just to go back and forth. And, you know, something's going to happen. I should talk about how great Nadal is doing. Because I did lay -225, and it's ironic because we always talk about it. I don't even like Joker. I like Nadal better. So it's another case of me betting on someone I don't like and watching, and the crowd is like 1,000,000% behind Nadal. No one likes Joker anymore. After he pulled his like fake vax stunt and his, you know, all the stuff that he's pulled over the last couple of years. People are not quite booing him, but they're not cheering for him. We'll put it that way.
He's a hard guy to like. He's a hard guy to like because even though he's funny and he does interpretations, he's always got like little nudges at Nadal and Federer. No offense. Those guys are beloved by the tennis world, and he's not. And he takes it personally.
He's just a jerk. That's it. Nadal's a nice guy. Federer's a nice guy, and he's not.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
that's just the bottom line. He's a great player. He's an awesome player. But it's one of those deals, Cam, you see it at tennis. People sort of, like, they're sort of cheering for him because they want more tennis. They want this to go five sets in a way.
Good call.
Right? So it's sort of, you're caught in between, like, if you're there because you want to see this epic match. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenzi. We're kicking it here with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We got the Western Conference Finals in the NHL tonight, 48 hours away from the NBA, give or take. We've got some great French Open tennis going on between two of the, you know, amongst the greatest players ever played a game, and Nadal and Djokovic. Nadal's up 2-1 right now. They're just starting the fourth set. So Nadal wins the match if he wins. If not, if the Joker can pull this off, then we're going five sets. Current number right now, Rafael Nadal -205 at FanDuel. Djokovic is +158. As far as the National Hockey League is concerned, 8:10 Eastern are dropping a puck tonight in the Mile High City. The Colorado Avalanche are listed as -194 favorites right now. The total is high. It's seven. Edmonton Oilers plus 158. Edmonton Oilers plus a goal and a half minus 146. That's what stands out to me. When I look at this right away, I'm like, ooh, getting a goal and a half at minus 146. That's something I'll definitely be taking.
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, I've gone back and forth in this series. I'm like, you know what? Colorado might be the best team, but I don't know. Edmonton's starting to figure it out, and their lines are deeper. Like, look at the way Hyman played and Nugent Hopkins and all the guys we don't talk about. We all know what McDavid and Draisaitl are going to do, Gabe. But
exactly.
The thing is, Colorado
Edmonton
might not
are actually
have
deeper.
I'm starting to, yeah. But my only issue, and Smith played good the last series, and they got Darcy Kemper. Like, everything's telling me, you know what? Take the Oilers. I got to take the Oilers, even though, like, the Avalanche are good. I got to get that out of my head. You had the Rangers as a dog. I'm going to go with the dog in this one and hope for the best. The Oilers can play with these guys. I agree with you.
I think this series is a long one. I like the Edmonton Oilers plus 1.5 games at plus 100 because I do believe this goes seven. If not, like, listen, people are going to look at Edmonton as this big underdog, but athletes don't think of things that way. Like,
exactly.
Leon Draisaitl said this last night. He goes, we're just ready to play. We're excited to play these guys. Let's go. And if you think about it, all right, you got Nate McKinnon. Yeah, you got Connor McDavid. Last I checked, Colorado doesn't have Leon Draisaitl. People don't talk about Draisaitl. And as you stated, they've got Kadri. Hyman's playing better hockey right now. Kadri just was sort of in the news for the wrong reasons. I actually believe Edmonton are the deeper hockey team in Colorado.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates and our television affiliates as well. We've got French Open tennis going on right now. Djokovic took the first game of the fourth set. Nadal serving right now 15-15. We'll keep our eye on this. I jumped in on in match over 42.5 total games during this last commercial break. So I'm already on Djokovic. I'm hoping this thing goes the distance and we'll see what happens here. But I believe that he can dig down deep and win this set. We got a baseball game going off the board right now. Yesterday, me and Cam debated the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians. The Royals' terrible bullpen, worst bullpen in the AL, second worst bullpen only after the Rockies in the majors, let them down once again. And Cleveland scored a bunch of late runs. They're going off the board right now. We bring in Donnie Wrightside. We'll get Cam's pick, Donnie's pick, if he has one for this game. Donnie, Cleveland, Kansas City going off the board right now. We got live action. Any opinion on this game?
No opinion on this game between two bad baseball teams. Nice weather, though, so maybe leaning towards an over, but no real opinion here, guys.
It's kind of a train wreck of a game, but, you know, yeah. Cam,
can I
like train wrecks. We're conductors.
We are. Conductors. But my train, I'm wasted, and my train just literally plowed right into the into a wall with the Royals. Like, no, I'm done, Moretzi. It's like, I don't want Cleveland. I don't want the Royals. Pass. I got to be better than this. Like, I'm not betting this game. I have to stop betting Royals games.
You know what? Quantrill is 4-0 with a 2.83 earned run average in seven career outings against the Royals. Talking about
like
Cleveland being
wasn't Plesac 8-0? Everybody's perfect versus the Royals. Come on.
You start to catch on. They're not very good.
No, they're not. No, they tied that game up late. I'm like, perfect. Maybe Renzi, I'll get the plus 1.5 and they give up 4. You said it. They're a train wreck. You can't deal with them. Maybe you take them first five if you're ever going to take them as dogs. But the end of the game, right, Donnie? I know you do a lot more of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't, but I think that's how you attack a team like that with a bad bullpen. You know,
I'm taking the Guardians, even though I have a season win total to their under. They're a streaky team. I think they'll get a couple of wins against this Royal team. I'll ride the hot hand here. I should note though, how about this with Quantrill? He's 4-0 in his career with a 2.83 earned run average. He pitched against them. He opened the season with a victory in Kansas City, but he has not won a game since. it's not like he's lighting it up either. But
Morenzi, Kansas City's a good remedy
Cleveland
for all your problems.
They are.
Yes.
They are. I'm in. All right. So up next, we got Donnie Wrightsides, Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah. Is Joe Girardi on the hot seat here, Donnie, or what? Are people getting restless?
I don't know if people are getting restless here, but what do you want Joe Girardi to do? Here, put my closer in. Boom, there goes the lead. All right, put the next guy in. Boom, there goes the lead. Start this guy in the leadoff hole. Nobody can get a base hit. Put this guy in center field. What? He's never played center field before. That's all I have to deal with. Joe Girardi or no Joe Girardi? The Phillies still blowing games.
So you're saying it's not his fault?
Manager change. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Absolutely not his fault. Yeah.
San Francisco plus 132 seems to be a pretty attractive proposition here, Donnie. What do you think?
It is a good proposition, but also they put one of the worst lineups you're going to see for the San Francisco Giants is in tonight against Ranger Suarez. The only issue here for the Phillies is Ranger Suarez hasn't dealt all that well against right-handed batters, and you're going to have seven of them in the lineup tonight. The only left-handers would be Gonzalez and Walton in the nine spot. How about this? Calling a nice long shot, deep shot tonight. Kirk Casale is batting in the third position tonight. 15 at-bats this year against left-handed pitching, raking an ISO power number of 909 and a weighted on-base average of 664. Right now, FanDuel, he's plus 540 to hit a home run, and I'm taking it tonight.
You're digging.
So that's the dinger.
Kirk Casale. Wow.
Yeah, Donnie and his dinger Tuesdays.
It is.
Speaking of which, though, Evan Longoria is hotter than Eva Longoria is right now.
Yeah, he is.
Five home runs in five games.
Yep. Both of those guys, Casale and Longoria, third and fourth. Yeah. Longoria went yard yesterday. It's hot. I'm telling you, it's hot in Philadelphia today, too. About 95 at first pitch tonight coming up in just a little bit.
We all know baseball's streaky as well. I think you've got to take, like, if you want Cam, you either go to hit a home run, Longoria, dude, plus 380. Cam, the guy's got five home runs in five games. And Donnie's just talking about the pitching sucks in Philadelphia, and the weather's hot, and the ball's traveling. And he's smoking.
I think you guys just sold me. You stole
plus
me on the over, too,
a home run.
That's
a total base pop, too, like over 1.5 total bases if he gets a double or something as well.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You win your bet just like that. You play the home run, you play the bases. If he gets a double or a couple of hits, you win the total base prop, Donnie. And if he goes deep, you win them both in one swing at a bat.
Exactly. A couple home runs tonight to get your money back just in case. I like it. I'm going deep on this game tonight. Kirk Casale is my pick on Dinger Tuesday. Go figure, but hey, if it works, it's a nice little payday.
I got to keep scrolling here to find him.
Donnie got some good data to the table there. Nice price. Uh-huh. Over 6-1. That's good.
All right. Let's keep the baseball rolling here. So I'm going to get in on that. I'm going to get in on those plays. All right, the Angels and the Yankees. You know what's crazy, guys? Number one, I can't believe that Ohtani has really been in the league for 5 years. Trout and Ohtani have been together for 5 years. That blew my mind.
Three.
I know, Cam, really. 5 years. And get this. This is the first time in 4 years that Ohtani and Trout have ever been in the lineup at Yankee Stadium.
How about that?
It's crazy. It goes to show how rare it's been that these guys have been together. Well, they only go there once a year, but nevertheless, first time out of 5 years, they've only been once in their career, once together in the lineup there. So, Donnie, the Angels are coming off the sweep to the Blue Jays. They got swept in Anaheim over the weekend. You got Syndergaard. I find it interesting. Syndergaard's pitching in New York, albeit not against the Mets tonight. What's your take?
Yeah, only two guys for me in the lineup with good ISO power numbers against right-handed pitching in 2022. That's Judge and Rizzo. Outside of that, not too good. But if we flip it over to the other side, Montgomery, the lefty, will be on the mound. A lot of right-handed bats going to be in the lineup tonight for those Angels, including, it looks like Walsh is the only lefty. So you're going to have eight right-handed batters to match up against Montgomery. A lot of heat in the Bronx, just like in Philadelphia today. So maybe somebody goes yard, including Mike Trout with a 366 ISO power number versus left-handed pitching this year. I think we get more runs in this game. So even though we're typically used to seeing those Yankees games 7.5 and 8.5, it's a little bit more tonight. And rightfully so. I think both of these lineups have a chance to go deep. But I actually like the dog here in the Angels tonight.
I like the Angels as well. Cam?
Me too.
I think the cup coming off that sweep and stuff. This is where you get a little value.
Let's attack.
And
you're damn right.
And you look at Montgomery. The Yankees have actually lost 3 of the last 4 games that this guy has pitched.
Mm-hmm.
The last one they won was against Baltimore, and he didn't pitch all that great. You know, he went 6 innings, gave up 2 runs. Game before that, he gave up 7 hits and 3 runs to Baltimore. They lost when he pitched to the White Sox. They lost when he pitched to Texas. And in fact, guys, they're 3-6 in his last 9 starts straight up. the Yankees. I think we got a live dog. So, now you got Syndergaard going back to New York tonight.
Yep.
Big time. And the fact that they got swept by the Jays in such heartbreaking fashion, too, like they're going to be seething tonight. I like
the and even the number today. Tells you something, Cam, that it's only plus 112 because you figure, all right, I agree. Plus 132. But no, they know it's plus 112 for a reason. More.
Well, the family, we're all on it. This one, we sink That's or swim it. With the all Angels right, tonight.
The trifecta. Load up the Angels. It's the first thing we all fully agreed on here. All right, Mariners. Biggest disappointment in baseball, Donnie, the Mariners this year. God, this team, man. Like, they can still get on track. The season's not done, but Texas are the ones starting to get on track. They are not. Yeah. They did take two or three over the weekend. Any opinion on the Mariners and Baltimore? And honestly, guys, Baltimore just went 6-5 over their last 11 games between the Rays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. They are getting more competitive. They won 10-0 yesterday as well, as Cam knows. Any opinion on this one, Donnie?
Probably another under there down in Baltimore, the way it plays out here. Kirby's been touched up a little bit from right-handed batters, but if you're looking tonight at Baker on the mound, he's got a pretty good ex-fip and has dealt between lefty and righty batters. Maybe the Orioles and an under down there in Camden Yards tonight.
Can't trust the M's laying 134, Cam. I'm not taking the birds, but how do you get to lay 134 with this team?
No.
Actually, I think Baltimore, if you're going to play it, you got to take the dog. I would not lay with the Mariners. No. Baltimore or nothing. Well,
Jays, White Sox, some NBA talk next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci. Joker is up 3-1 right now in the fourth set, looking to tie this thing at 2. And he's also up like 40-15 right now. He's starting to get in a little bit of a groove. But we, as we talked about, Nadal has basically, once he loses this, he's going to tap out in this set because he's going to say, all right, I got to save my energy for the fifth set. It's amazing. These guys have been playing for 3 hours and 21 minutes. And it's not like hockey, basketball, or like there's no bench. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just a grind out there. They're just grinding through this. They're going to go past 4 hours when it's all said and done. It's got to be an advantage for Djokovic. And don't forget, he's younger than Nadal. He's in better shape than Nadal. And he hasn't played nearly as much as Nadal because he's been banned from everywhere. So he's fresh. He hasn't really played all that much tennis. This guy.
Novak, it's working to his advantage.
Again. So we got Giolito and Gausman on the hill here tonight. I think the Jays have turned a corner, guys. I'll throw it to you first, Cam. You're the Blue Jay fan here, but you know I'm a big fan of Gausman. He's been great. He's been awesome. Man, this guy's got some great stuff. Keeps the ball low, nearly unhittable. Total 7.5. Got Giolito in here. Tim Anderson will not accompany the White Sox on the 6-game road trip due to a groin injury.
Huge.
So, they're minus 190, though. So, what are you doing with this game, Cam?
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to find a dance partner with the Jays. I like them to win. I'm going to also take the -1.5 plus 112 on FanDuel. I know you don't usually like that, doing it with the home team with less bats, but I think they can get to Giolito, and I think Gausman throws a gem tonight. I like the Blue Jays. You said it, Morenci. Great. Their bats have come alive. And that's the thing, like Teoscar Hernandez and these other guys, like when it's not just about like Vladdy,
Bo Bichette,
everybody.
Yeah, but Bichette is starting to slug it. Yeah.
Yeah, they all are. Like that's the thing. This whole lineup looks good right now. Got to take them.
They got good team chemistry too. They do. Like the Blue Jays are going to be, they're a playoff team, right? They can still stalk the Yankees down. So. We'll see what happens in the future. But what's your take on this?
They need
game,
another Bobby? Bullpen arm, but their bats look like they're waking up, which is huge.
Yeah, it's like Tuesdays with Gausman. I think last week we all backed Gausman in that game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Now he's coming back on a Tuesday again. He's got a low xFIP. He's been dealing between both lefty and righty batters. And if you look at that lineup, you're right. Tim Anderson's going to be down, they say, close to 3 weeks. That really hurts this lineup. It seems like they just can't get healthy. So if we're trying to match up how they do against right-handed batters, typically you back when you back the White Sox with left-handed pitching. Not tonight with the righty on the mound. Only one player in this lineup with an ISO power number above a 175. That doesn't bowl well. Gausman deals tonight. I agree with Cam. Maybe you don't want to lay the juice in this one. Run line first 5 innings just to go Gausman head up there against the White Sox, or you just put him in the parlay piece. I think they win this game.
We'll skip the board. We can put him in. We'll just go right to the bottom. We can put him in a parlay with the Los Angeles Dodgers. guys, the Pittsburgh Pirates are 16-26 against Major League Baseball teams, and they're 4-1 against the Dodgers.
Amazing.
Bizarre. Like the Dodgers, like, yes. like it's kind of starting to anger Dodger fans now a little. Before it was like it was cute. Now it's getting to be like, this like what's going on here? Like enough. Like the Dodgers aren't 1-4 against anybody, Donnie. Like you know what I mean? Exactly. They're not 1-4 against anybody. If the Pirates have been a real thorn in their side, not tonight. Not tonight. Dodgers win this game tonight. Blue Jays, Dodgers parlay cap -109 right now.
That's reasonable. I like that. That's very little juice. It's less than just straight 10.
That's
10
no run lines
on
or anything even. Yeah. Exactly. Not even, no run lines. That's just money line.
You sold me. The Dodgers got to figure it out. You're right. Like they got to be in the room going, okay, like the Pirates, they beat us down in Pittsburgh again. No, this one of these nights, they're going to beat these guys like 16-2.
Well, they were losing 4-0 last night. They came back, and then they gave up two runs. They blew it. It's one of those. Yeah. Dodger Stadium was rocking. Like, the Dodgers and their fans just sort of expect them to come back. Like, there's no panic. It's 4-0, and everyone's in a good mood. So, don't worry, they'll win. And then, again, the bullpen. The Dodgers' closing situation, the back end of the bullpen has been a problem for them a little bit. Something to keep our eye on moving forward. But I like that parlay. All right, we're going to get to some NBA before we get Donnie out of here. But we got more baseball on the board here. Including some, this is all right. We got the Nationals and the Mets. A couple other games to catch my eye here, but Nationals and Mets. I don't know if they're magical, miracle, whatever you want to call them, Donnie. The Mets are rolling right now, bro.
Yeah, certainly rolling. Look like they're going to take care of this NL East before the All-Star break at this point. And let's remember, guys, they're down their three best pitchers. And I'm not talking about just like good rotational pitchers. Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer basically haven't been effective this year. If they do come
and McGill's
back, and they're healthy,
great.
And McGill has been great, too. So you look at those three guys coming back, and they're going to have probably a 10-game lead in the East. They might just run away with this thing altogether.
And a rich owner.
And a fade of Patrick Corbin. Exactly. So you figure one of those trade deadlines. Who's going to be fighting for
they're going to load up, even.
And also the Dodgers. Going to be fighting for him at the trade deadline. It's going to be fun to watch. But tonight, well, how can you go against the Mets, at least with a team total? Hot lineup, stay hot. Hot environment, 88 degrees at first pitch. Mets should be able to hit Corbin tonight, stack those right-handed batters.
They're -205. We've got the Twins and the Tigers on the board. Yeah. This is a game. This is the Cam Stewart special. Any interest in the Twins and the Tigers? Seems like a short price for the Twins, to be honest, at -142.
Yeah, you know what? This is an interesting game. You got two guys that nobody really knows about. You got Mr. Sands and Wentz. Carson Wentz. Jay Wentz.
Yeah.
Jay Wentz and Sands. So
I don't know
guys,
if it's smart to bet on anyone last name Wentz, man.
Yeah, I was thinking Detroit in game two of the doubleheader. That Wentz kind of threw me off. The +120. I'm going to say this. Minnie took the first leg of the doubleheader 8-2 this afternoon. I think Detroit, you know, they battled. They beat them the first game of the series 7-5. Let's just say this, Gabe. I wouldn't lay 40 cents with the Twins. It looks like easy to put in a parlay, but I really don't think it's that easy. Detroit or nothing, I don't really like the game.
I'm going to play the Twins. I don't overthink things. They're the better team. I like Minnesota and what they do. So the Red Sox, this is another interesting one. Listen, the Reds are 5-5 in their last 10 games. Red Sox got smoked last night, Donnie, 10-0 by Baltimore, but they have been hot. Their offense has been really hot. They had scored like 43 runs in like five games before they got shut out yesterday. They don't play the Reds very often, but when they do, they win. They've beaten them 9 straight times and 12 of the last 13 times that they played in interleague play. And, of course, older school baseball fans will remember probably the best World Series ever, at least a lot of people think it was, and maybe the best team ever with the Big Red Machine. It was actually the first World Series that I remember. And the old Carlton Fisk and all that stuff, you know, he's waving the ball and against the Big Red Machine. So it's they don't play a lot, and old school historians always going to remember that great series. Another short price here, Cam. Is it a trap with the Reds?
This one
you love betting on the Reds. Castillo is on the hiller against Waka.
You know what? And Donnie will tell you, this guy's Mr. Baseball. Castillo's been pitching a hell of a lot better. That's the thing. Like, he's starting to figure it out. The Reds, though, I don't know, man. Going into Boston, and Boston coming off that 10-0 loss to Baltimore, this feels very dangerous. I want to take the Reds. I just can't do it. Like, I'm glad I laid off Kansas City. They're already down 3-0. So you got to be disciplined tonight. Just not going to take
I'm glad I took the Guardians.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's
good told you they're pick. Streaky. They're streaky.
They are.
All right, before we get to the NBA, Donnie, anything on the diamond you want to share with us before we get to the NBA?
I got to tell you, the one interesting thing in this Boston game, now we just talked about Philadelphia, 90 degrees at first pitch, hot for both the New York games, the Mets and the Yankees. And in Boston tonight, 57 at first pitch. I don't know what the heck's going on in the Northeast here, but the wind is blowing in. So if we're getting 58 and the wind blowing in, I just lean towards the under in that game automatically. It's wild, some of these temperatures that we're getting out here.
Donnie, man. Donnie brings the weather report, Cam, to the table. Donnie, meteorologist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got Kurt Castelli home run props, weather. What doesn't this guy do?
Let's go, Kurt.
I get all these plays in here right now. Just going to start clicking.
That's what I'm
here.
Doing, too. Some early work. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like
exactly. Some early work, exactly. San Francisco Giants, L.A. Angels, Boston Red Sox, Minnesota Twins.
Angels.
And I'm going to play Jays that run Blue Jay. Man, why don't we put the Mets in that parlay with the Blue Jays?
You know what? I agree. Dodgers. Let's make it a three banger.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Let's have some fun.
I'm not a big advocate of three team parlays, Donnie, but I like to look at this one. And it should add up to pretty nice here too. All right, so the Blue Jays, the Mets, and the Dodgers. +195.
Yeah, 2-1. Let's do it. Let's go.
It's not bad. All right. That's a three-digit play there. Let's put that in. All right. So then that's it. Okay, Dottie, NBA Finals. What's your level of 1 to 10? What's your jacked factor for this matchup? Level of 1 to 10.
I like it. I think it's a pretty good one. I would say, level, obviously, since, my favorite team is not in there. So I'll put it at 7. Yeah. No, I'm going to be watching every game. 7 games, I'll put it at a 7.
I thought you said a little higher, because me too. I feel the same way. I don't know. It started to bother me the other night as a Raptor fan for the first time. it didn't the last few weeks, but watching them celebrate and stuff, I was just like, it's much better. This would be cool if it's the Raptors. Like, I felt the same way. I was like, I don't like either of these teams. I like the Heat or all the Celtics, but I'm going to go even higher than 7. I'm going to say 9. I think it's a great basketball matchup.
All right.
You got East Coast, West Coast, old school dynasty versus new school dynasty. True. Can Tatum and Brown prove themselves, or Curry can finally tell KD to suck it once and for all and stop trolling me on Twitter? I'm interested. Who are you leaning with to win the series, Donnie?
I got to say, I'm a little bit chalky here going with Golden State, but I have to say, it feels like one of those series to me. I do think the Golden State Warriors win game one. I think they're rested, ready, and at home. And after that long series there with the Miami Heat for the Boston Celtics, I think they struggle. But if you do like the Boston Celtics, for me, if I were to bet the Celtics, I don't bet this series until game two, and I can get that price well over 2-1, because I do think they're set up to fail in game one, talking about the Celtics. But I do see a longer series. I would take the longer dog price and wait after game one to take the Celtics if you like the Celtics.
I don't argue with that logic. It seems that the history does say that these teams, and we've seen in these NBA playoffs, that the teams that win a 7-game series are flat in the next game. In the next game to start the next series. Although it's the NBA Finals, I don't know how flat they'll be. It's going to be a fun series. All right, check out Donnie and Kevin LeBron Walsh every morning. Thank you. thank you, Donnie.
See you, boys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nadal and Djokovic are now at the 3-hour-and-36-minute mark right now. They are still in the fourth set. Djokovic is up 5-2, but Nadal is up 40-love right now. And this helps my total, actually, that Nadal is actually trying to squeeze another win out of this. Let me try to do the quick math here. So 6-2. All right, 6-2 and 6-4, 18. And then it was 6-2 again. Wow, so 26. And looks like this is probably going to be a 6-3. That'll get us to 35. I've got 42.5. So then I would only need, I would need 8 because I got 42.5. So I'm on pace. I'm on pace.
You are correct.
Let me check what the updated, see what the updated number is right now. Djokovic is now favored. Joker's now a slight favorite. Tennis is another sport, Cam, where you really can just get both guys at plus money.
I agree wholeheartedly.
It's crazy. Like the changes, it's like sats.
And it's like golf.
Big movement with 1 point. Guy doesn't get 1 point, boom, it moves like 20 cents again. Boom. Just go great back point, and forth man. Like, stuff.
Oh, I watch this. Yeah, it's the same as golf. Guys, like a bogey, boom. It's over. Tennis, yeah, and he switches. Like, look at the start of the match.
You could have both these guys, bro, at like plus 280 at some point. I guarantee
you. Yeah, just sit back. Exactly, man. Tennis is a great sport to bet on him. Like, it's something I'm going to, like, dip even harder into. I love betting tennis. And you brought up a great point. Mathematically, you can make a lot of money, man. You can find great middles in this game.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, if you took Nadal as an underdog before and you grabbed Joker in game, boom, you won money. But yeah, then the wild correct. Swings, because Nadal was up one set to none and he was up three games to none. And then suddenly he was like minus 650. He was a massive favorite. I know, because I put way too much money on Djokovic and I looked at the cash out just to see. And I was like, oh boy, that's pretty bad. Right? I was like, that's not good. I was like, I'm in trouble.
Every Sunday in golf, I burn a hole through, like, the cash out options. I'm like, you know, like, I put a little on Burns here. What am I going to do with this?
Like, you give up on guys. You're like, all right, this guy's not doing it.
I'm like, Harold Varner, click. Like, oh, the guy shot at, like, an 80 on the back. I'm like, okay, yeah, the guy's tied for the lead. He shoots 10 over on the back. I'm like, you know what? The minute I saw something, cash out. Yeah, you got to take your cash
out during football season can really, really mess with your head during an NFL Sunday.
It can. It's a game.
Because sometimes you think, I should cash out. Then you're like, you don't. And then that team blows the game or whatever. And you're like, I was this close to cashing out. Or the worst is when you need to, the other games and you start. Just the decisions, right? Just the decisions that have to be made. Yes. You know, put it this way. There's been a few times where I'm like, I wish I'd never looked at the damn cash out. Like
I all agree.
Just ignore it. Like, I didn't know it was there. Like, because other things, you always, oh, what's that cash out? What's going on over there? What's going on over there? All right, we'll see. He's making a game of this right now. Nadal's not rolling over here, man. He's trying to crack this. He's trying to break serve here, man. He's down 5-3. He breaks serve. He makes it 5-4. He holds serve. It's 5-5.
We have a problem. And Djokovic has to take care of this now. Like, he's just, let's go. Get into the
thing. I don't know. Why are you having such a hard time finishing this old dude off, man, Djokovic? Seriously, what's your problem, bro?
I've like noticed
he looks
too,
tired. Just make him run side to side. Like, come on.
No, Djokovic does. Nadal's a genius at it, too. He gives him these little, like, shots that, like, are really easy, and Djokovic overthinks and hits the net and snaps and stuff like that. Like, he almost baits him. He's a smart dude, man.
Nadal's good with the drop shots. He's good at the little subtle things. And also, if you'll notice, Joker's serve is off. Like, he's hitting the net a lot with his first serve, and his second serve is nowhere near as good. I'm actually surprised. Like, there's a massive drop-off. Like, you'd figure, nah, he's the best in the world. Like, it doesn't matter. He's not going to feel nerves, like, on the second serve. He does. Like, they're not, like, I saw a second serve is, like, 50 kilometers less type deal. Like, they showed 137. Like, that's not, like, 137. That's why Nadal is in this thing. Like, he's not, like, acing on his first serve here. Djokovic. Nadal has figured out how to return it. They just got him there. All right, 40-30. Just finish the damn set off.
I'm at 30-30, so good. 40-30.
Even tennis, I'm a point ahead or two here. When is it 40-30 for you? Does it look up now? Is it?
No. Let's wait. I think it's going to take a while. Okay, I'm at 30-30, so it's been like 10 seconds already? Matt, you got a stop clock? Get a stopwatch. Let's go. Hit it.
For the record, Djokovic, as I watch, is serving. He just served now at 40-30.
40-30. Just there we go. See, I'm like 30 seconds behind.
So you're literally one shot behind.
You know what, Gabe? I got to bite the bullet.
Because as you saw that, he was taking the shot that I like at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a play, so I'm a play behind you.
That's 40, tough 30. For in-game tennis betting, too.
That's a great point by you. Before all this stuff, I had a great system going. I was faster.
You're sitting there betting, and you don't even know. You're a point behind. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. It's a nightmare.
And we're already behind as it is because of this stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Now it's 40-40 again. He can't finish him off. He can't finish this guy off.
You really know how to get me steamed.
No, I'm sorry. Just keep people up.
You're bringing up good points. Like, it's a problem. Like, it's been a problem for live betting. Like, it sucks. Yeah, I'm not even at the deuce yet. I'll tell you when it hits deuce. Right, probably nine. Yeah, hits the net. There we go.
And for me, Djokovic is serving right now. He takes forever to serve this guy. That's another thing, too.
No, he does.
That's another thing. It's like, bro, like I don't understand that, like, about him. It's like, it seems to me, it's sort of like penalty kicks in soccer. The longer these guys stand there, you know they're going to miss. Like, don't think about it. Like, Djokovic, like, bounces the ball, Cam. Like, he's like a golfer. You know, standing over a putt. Yeah, you'll see. He bounces the ball, like, 12. Even Nadal, like, has made a few noises. Like, hey, serve the ball, bro. You know what I mean? Like, because Nadal gets ready. He just bounces it over and over. It's like, stop thinking so much and just hit the damn ball. Why do you think you're hitting the net all the time?
Exactly. Yeah, I was watching golf the other day, and they had an interview with Stephen Ames. He's like, listen, I like Bernard Langer, but playing with this guy is driving me nuts. Like, he's just so slow, methodical, practice stroke, looks at it from the other side. You're just sitting there going, and when you play with somebody like that, it's kind of like, dude, like, that's the problem, Gabe. Like, you got to think about these things in matchup bets. Say you're a speedy player like Snedeker, and you're playing with a turtle
Kevin
Na.
Throws you
People
off.
Don't get it. Drives me nuts. Yes, it does. People hate playing with Bryson DeChambeau, right? Like, because he's so, like, out of his mind and different and stuff like that. You're used to just playing.
That's crazy. You have no control over who you play with either. No. Like, you can't say, listen, I don't want to play with this guy.
No. If you are -7 and I'm -7, we're playing together. It goes like this. You go by the leaderboard. That's the way it works. There's no.
But what about, like, before the tournament starts? What about, like, before the tournament starts? Like, the groupings.
Before it starts, they usually put, like, for majors, like, an old champion with a young gun with the defending champion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they package the good groups, like Rory with Tiger and what, you know what I mean? So you look at, like, legacy.
Because the original groups are made for TV. They're made for TV.
Yes.
Right. And then they hope it sort of carries on that way, but it doesn't. It sort
they
of
hope
fractures.
A lot. So, Retzi,
fractures.
They hope a lot. On the weekend, it never happens that way. You're always with somebody else. Like, it's hard to.
And then it ends up with Sam Burns. All right. Nadal really just. He just really won't go away. It's deuce again. Joker cannot finish him off.
Nadal's an animal.
Oh, it's advantage Nadal.
That's why we like
it's
Nadal,
advantage
too.
Nadal now. It's advantage Nadal. Wow. Suddenly it's a pick-em. Exactly. -113 each side.
Really?
It was a bad first serve. So here it is. Nadal's probably going to win this point. Like, he screwed up the first serve again. I'm telling you, this isn't a Joker Ridge. Big problem. He's not holding serve enough. Like, dude, he's getting his serve broke all the time.
It's funny. Nadal looks comfortable, too. Just gets his racket. Sets up back. Yeah. Let this guy make his own mistakes. Right? You're right. Look at him. Bounce, bounce, bounce. It's actually annoying. It's like, serve the damn thing. Here we go.
I told you. All right. This is going to go on forever. It's again.
So Sharapan comes in at set. Okay. This match will be going on. The start of the hockey game will start before this match ends, guaranteed, right?
They played another game, Cam, earlier today. It was 19 minutes. Hmm. I saw one earlier. It was I saw on Twitter. They said, wow, that was 19 minutes. They went back, same thing. They went back and forth. That ace advantage, deuce, ace advantage, deuce. They just went back and forth. This one's been on for 7 minutes and 45 seconds now. Here's the Rolex clock. They just popped up. So 7.5 minutes, just this game.
It's a shame these guys are playing in the quarters, because I'd like to see them both go deeper for the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, Djokovic just hit it out of bounds.
He's got a wicked draw. He's got got a chance.
It's late in Paris right now, too. Yeah. Like it's 6:50. It's 6 hours ahead.
Yeah, so it's
10 to 1. It's 12:50 at night there right now.
Yeah.
So imagine this thing goes, gets into the fifth set here. Like, this thing's going to go on till like 2 in the morning.
2 a.m.
Like, you got to believe. Tennis, like, if not longer. Yeah. I mean, if they're playing these 10-minute matches. All right, here's Djokovic serve. You got to believe. At some point, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's 10 to 1. I see the clock. It's 10 to 1 in the morning there.
He looks rattled.
Yeah, he just missed another first serve. I'm telling you, his first serve sucked. This is why he's blowing this.
They keep on showing this lady. I guess that's Joker's woman. She looks very concerned.
Yeah, the tennis women, the coaches, the wives, the girlfriends.
Yeah, they have their tennis posse. Exactly.
They all look concerned. Well, Nadal just broke serve and smashed him. Wow.
Here we go.
We were talking about plus money because now suddenly, like we just talked about it, we can do it again. Yeah. Like literally, it's going back and forth. Nadal's now minus 172. Djokovic is plus 134.
I'm already in on Djokovic as a dog. I just got to ride this thing out. You'll find a way.
I know. I wish I would have just jumped on Nadal the last time. And I got this stupid over now that I need this set. I need this set to get through to get to it. I'm totally correlated. Wow.
This is a disaster. You know what? Nadal's a straight up bulldog. Djokovic has got to dig deep. Like the thing is, he's talented and younger. Nadal's just an animal. He wants it more.
Yeah, this is epic stuff from him.
It is. He's so good.
He was a minus 225 underdog. Like Djokovic is a minus 225 favorite. Everybody expected Djokovic to roll this guy. And Nadal even hit a little bit of a wall and Djokovic didn't take advantage of it. Dude, it was 3-1 and 5-2.
I can't believe he won. 3-1 and 5-2. Came back and won.
Now it's 5-4. That just tells you. So listen, Joker can still stop the bleeding. If he breaks serve, he wins this here, and then he still has a chance after. But we could be looking at a tiebreaker, Cam. This thing could be getting into like 7-6 type zone here with the match on the line for Nadal, and he's playing better than Joker is right now. Joker's falling apart.
We've watched a lot of tennis. The odds of Joker breaking him are slim to none. It's going to a tiebreaker.
Well, I don't know. I was going to say, man, that it's not like Joker's serve has helped him all day, Cam. And here he is still here right now. Maybe it's just one of these bizarro world things where he can break serve here.
That'd be crazy.
See what Nadal does on his first serve.
God, I love the French Open. It's my favorite of the tennis majors, the clay. It's the best. People like Wimbledon, this is where it's at for me. I love this tournament.
It's an interesting take. Wimbledon, like you said, Wimbledon is like the Masters, though. Sort of like the tradition and all that type
of
stuff.
But this is like the grass, the clay. I just like this. It's a great tournament.
I like Flushing Meadows, U.S. Open.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. Kicking it, Rager Redhead Cam Stewart. We got French Open tennis going on. We had some early baseball, but we do have 7 o'clock baseball. We broke down all the games with Donnie Wrightside earlier. So 7 o'clock action. I'm taking the Angels plus 112 against the Yankees. We're taking the Blue Jays, the Mets, and the Dodgers in a parlay at plus 197. So that's the Blue Jays, Mets, Dodgers in a parlay. No run line, just money line. And it's basically 2-1 right there. I laid 54 cents with the Boston Red Sox over to Cincinnati Reds. And we'll get to our later picks a little bit later on. But a quick recap here, 7 o'clock action. We are going to take the Angels plus 112. We're going to take a parlay with the Blue Jays, Mets, and Dodgers at nearly 2-1. We're going to take the Cincinnati Reds at minus 154. And we got the Minnesota Twins as well, Cam. Where's that game? Oh, there it is, 7-11. Yeah, the second of the doubleheader. Minnesota Twins as well, minus 142. What do you got for us?
Smaller card. I like your Angels pick. We're all on it, me, you, and Donnie as a dog. I'm going to take the Blue Jays on the run line and parlayed. Love the parlay with the Dodgers, and I agree with you. I'm going to add the Mets to it. That's all we're doing. So, hey, let's get it with baseball. Hope the Joker can come back at plus money and get it done tonight.
We'll break down game one of the Western Conference Finals on the other side. Dave Sharapan will join us. Current line right now, Edmonton Oilers plus 158. The total is 7. Oilers getting a plus 1.5 pucks is minus 146. Avalanche laying a puck and a half, plus 122. These teams played each other 3 times this year, and all 3 games were very interesting. One of the games went to overtime. The other game went to overtime and then a shootout. And the other game was a 6-3 Edmonton Oilers win. And that game was the most recent one on April the 22nd. Edmonton beat Colorado 6-3. But we should note, 2 of the 3 games that they played this year did go under the number. And we've got a very high total of 7 on the board. We'll break it down. Dave Sharapan, Dubsy, and more in-game live next.